The Linux Newslog Podcast, episode number 109 for Monday, October 23rd, 2006. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Linux Newslog, your source for Linux and open source related news on the net. Live to the hard drive from Phoenix, Arizona. Linux Newslog is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Hey everyone, how's it going? You are listening to Linux Newslog. I'm your host, Adrian Bacon, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. This is episode number 109 for Monday, October 23rd, 2006. Linux Newslog is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. And also, we are listed over at Blueberry, BlueBrry.com. The place where podcasters and podcast listeners finally come together. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode, starting off at efytimes.com. Symbio expanding Linux development arm, aiming to create the next generation of products that will make networks more powerful, affordable, reliable, secure, and easier to install and maintain. Oh, wow. Symbio Technologies, an innovator in stateless computing, is expanding its Linux development arm dedicated to the creation of these stateless computing systems. We are seasoned Linux developers with a long tradition of contribution to open source projects and an ever-growing enterprise in pushing the envelope to find better ways to deploy the operating system to fit our customers' needs, said Symbio Technologies CTO and co-founder Gideon Rahm. So, kind of cool. There's more to the story, so as always, if you want to find out a little more information about this, we will have everything linked up in our show notes. From the Inquirer, free AVG 7.1 for Linux is a must-have. So, interesting. This is a little bit of a product review, not really product review, more of a, well, it's a product review for Grisoft antivirus. Anyway, it starts off, much less Linux viruses exist when one compares the numbers to ones on the ubiquitous Windows. But with the compatibility libraries like Wine to run Windows software on Linux and on Windows on Linux virtualization products like Win4Lin, an antivirus on Linux is essential. So, and then it goes to basically provide a review of Grisoft antivirus, which is it's a pretty good one for free. So feel free to check it out. I know a lot of you don't think you need a virus scanner for Linux, but in reality, you can never be too safe because there is no such thing as 100% secure software. Okay, from LXer.com, Disk Doctors Labs, Inc. launches Linux data recovery software. This is kind of cool. Once data loss happens, it is presumed that data has lost forever. Whether it is a result of software malfunction or human error, this can be disastrous. When such a disaster appears, what can be done? Many users accept that their files are gone forever and face all subsequent losses. However, that's not the way it has to be. Even when Linux does not have a practical solution for the recovery of lost data, hope is now a possibility with Disk Doctors Linux data recovery software, an easy and secure way to recover data you had thought was lost forever. So this is kind of cool. They're launching their data recovery software. It's a tool that helps you recover data from ext2 and ext3 file systems, which may be on any Linux distribution, to name a few. And Anyway, so if you have a need for recovering lost data, this is definitely something you want to look into. The next story that we've got is from Linux Insider. Adobe lifts the lid on Apache Flash Player 9 for Linux. Adobe made available this week the beta version of its Flash Player 9 for the Linux operating system. Its Linux move makes Flash more quasi-platform and should ease both the porting of applications to Linux and the development of integrated apps that work with multiple platforms, said Inter Arbor Solutions Principal Analyst Dana Gardner. So, kind of cool. We'll see what comes of it, as usual. And Flash just seems to keep growing and growing and growing. Okay, from Linux World, Red Hat vows better instructions for beta OS. The beta release of Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5 has some warts, a Red Hat executive said Thursday, adding that the company will improve its documentation for the second beta release, particularly concerning virtualization. Red Hat's beta testers had a far more positive reaction than what appeared in press reports, said Tim Yeaton, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing and General Manager of Enterprise Solutions. But Yeaton predicted a stronger Beta 2 scheduled for release within weeks that will include a beta user's guide, he said. So it looks like they're trying to make their beta software a little more usable. That's always a good thing. Don't go away. We're going to pay a couple of bills and be right back with more Linux news. This episode is sponsored by GoToMeeting. Getting to and from meetings, like driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting or flying to headquarters for a half-day training session, can be a real waste of time and money. Well, you can save time and money by meeting online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can invite people to meet you online, and during your call, they see your computer screen on their monitor. Meet as long as you want, as often as you need. It's one flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. There's no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/tech podcasts. That's GoToMeeting.com/tech podcasts. Try GoToMeeting free today. No credit card needed. Okay, from Mac News World, one of the weirdest places to get Linux news, but it popped up nonetheless. Novell and IBM sync on mixed Linux stack. Novell and IBM announced this week a deal to bundle proprietary IBM enterprise software applications with Novell's SUSE Linux. The package will incorporate Big Blue's WebSphere and DB2 ExpressC database technologies alongside open source SUSE Linux in a stack that will directly compete with rival Red Hat's recently announced enterprise offering. So, very interesting. Looks like everybody's starting to partner up and get a foothold in the market. So we'll see what comes of it. The next story that we've got is from ProG over at prog.co.uk. Linux coming to PlayStation 3 in November. Terasoft's Yellow Dog Linux version 5 will be available mid-November for the PlayStation 3. Terasoft has announced that version 5 of its Yellow Dog Linux will be released for the PlayStation 3 in November. It'll eventually be made available for free via public mirrors, but if you want it early, you'll have to be a paid yellowdoglinux.net user or stump up some cash for a ready-made PS3 install disk. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Hopefully, see if I can find some kind of review of it or something once it actually comes out. But very nice. From linuxdevices.com, EBX SBC targets M2M, runs Linux. That sounds like a mouthful. It probably is. It's all shorthand stuff. Win Systems is shipping an x86 compatible EBX SBC, which is a single board computer that runs Linux and targets M2M, which is machine to machine connectivity applications. The LBC-GX500 is based on an AMD GX500 at 1 watt processor and targets industrial automation, transportation, test and measurement, petrochemical, mill/COTS, medical diagnostic equipment, communication gateways, routers, and homeland security applications. So, little single board computer running Linux, not a bad solution. There could be better ones, but that's not a bad solution at all. According to them, it's expandable. You can have lots of different network interfaces, and let's see here. You can get 802.11 wireless Ethernet, GSM, GPRS, cellular modem, CDMA cellular modem, a Zigbee wireless RF module, 10/100 wired Ethernet, global compliant dial-up modem, 6 USB ports, and 6 COM channels. Wow. Passively cooled. Interesting. Check it out. Definitely something if you're in the embedded world. It's definitely something to look at. From VNUnet.com, IBM touts Linux-based data warehousing package. IBM has unveiled an integrated data warehouse offering for Linux that combines software, server, and storage technologies. The Data Warehousing Balanced Configuration Unit for Linux combines IBM's DB2 Data Warehouse Edition database and eServer 326M running on either SUSE or Red Hat Linux with Total Storage DS4800. So it's more for enterprise data warehouses, but still notable nonetheless. From CNetNews.com, got another story here. Exploit code has been released for an NVIDIA flaw. Exploit code has been published for a security flaw in NVIDIA's Linux graphics driver that could let a remote intruder take over a system. The proof of concept code shows how an attacker could launch a buffer overflow and then commandeer the system, according to an advisory released Monday by security company Rapid7. The critical flaws were found in NVIDIA's binary graphics driver for Linux, versions 8774 and 8762, and may also affect its Linux drivers for FreeBSD and Solaris, according to the advisory. So if you have those drivers, you need to get them updated. There's an exploit out for them. What did I just say earlier about no such thing as secure software? You're seeing it. From LinuxDevices.com, Linux powers small plain glass cockpit. FSM Labs reports that its real-time Linux distribution was used by Blue Mountain Avionics to build an electronic flight information system, an EFIS, or a glass cockpit, otherwise known as a glass cockpit, for experimental aircraft. The EFIS-1 offers dozens of solid-state instruments, digital autopilot, an air data computer, and a built-in flight recorder. Have you got some pictures up? This is kind of cool. I tend to be a bit of a flight buff, so this caught my eye, and I thought I'd talk about it here on the show, but it's kind of neat. It's a little box, and they've got what appears to be a 10-inch screen, it looks like, that goes in the cockpit and, 10.4-inch display, and you can record up to 32 engine sensors and a bunch of other stuff. So really, really neat, and it's a tiny little box. I mean, it's not big at all. So, check it out. If you're in the market for some instrumentation for an aircraft, you want to go Linux-based, this might be your solution. Okay, that will pretty much wrap it up for this edition of Linux News Log. I do thank you so much for listening. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes at linux.quicksurf.com. You can also email me, linux@quicksurf.com. I do accept audio comments. And if that's not your style, you can just pick up the phone and call me, 602-466-3134. That's 602-466-3134. Leave a voicemail and I'll play it here on the show if you want me to. And that's pretty much it. I'll talk with all of you next Monday, and I will see you then. Oh, switch over to Ogg Vorbis. I've got the link to the feed up. All right. See you then. Bye.